Welcome to Harklow CEO, where high achievers evolve into purpose-driven powerhouses. I'm Casey Rossi, your integrative leadership coach. Join us to break free from people-pleasing and burnout, exploring mindset, embodiment, and soul alignment. Discover expert insights, success stories, and actionable tips for holistic wealth on your terms. This is where transformation meets the modern female leader. Let's go. Hello, Harklow CEOs, and welcome back. Today's episode is all about a journey we know too well, navigating change with grit and grace. As high-performing female leaders, this is our terrain, and I'm excited to illuminate the path of resilience and growth. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfortable spot, and let's dive in. To set the stage for our exploration, let's begin with a quote that encapsulates the essence of a paradigm that you've probably subscribed to. I know that I have. And it goes like this: strength and growth come only through continuous effort and struggle. These are words from the great Napoleon Hill, and they are a poignant reminder of an evolutionary message that has caused us to push and grind. As Harklow CEOs, we understand that every struggle is a chance to grow stronger and more resilient. Of course we do. And let's question, does it have to be this way? Is this the only way? I have no doubt that you are familiar with hard work. The focus and tenacity has gotten you to where you are, and that's amazing. Take a moment to celebrate yourself. Really, take a moment. And then let's open up our minds and hearts to the possibility of another way, a new paradigm to try on. This quote is from Abraham Hicks and has been meaningful to me. You don't struggle your way to joy. You joy your way to joy. Let that sentiment drop in for a moment. You don't struggle your way to joy. You joy your way to joy. It's so good. So what software program do you want to run? The continuous effort and struggle track, or the joy your way to joy one? I know which one I choose. As we delve into the science of navigating change, let me share a fascinating statistic from a study published in the Journal of Applied Psychology. The research reveals that individuals with higher levels of resilience not only cope better with change, but also experience lower levels of stress and burnout. And we know we need this. It's a compelling testament to the significance of cultivating resilience in our leadership journey. This makes total sense, doesn't it? When we have a stable, calm confidence, when we feel centered in our core, we are much less likely to get shaken. We may wobble, of course, we're human. But as far as getting tanked by change, that's a completely different story. Change frequently requires stepping out of one's comfort zone. People are naturally inclined to seek stability and familiarity, so when change disrupts this equilibrium, it can generate stress and discomfort. Change can be a profound and often challenging experience, so I wanted to just take a look at four common factors that tend to shake people when it comes to change. The first one is uncertainty and the fear of the unknown. Change often brings a level of uncertainty, and the fear of the unknown can be unsettling. People may worry about potential risks, outcomes, or how their lives will be affected. And you know, my friend, that this leads to anxiety and discomfort. But here's the thing. Fear is like that monster under the bed. It is taking up far more energy and space in your head and nervous system than it warrants. Recognizing the fear and getting used to facing it will serve you. Will it take some time to try it this way? Of course, but it's absolutely possible. And with practice, you will come to be more comfortable with your relationship with fear. You may even be like, "Hello, fear. Come in for a cup of tea. What is the message that you're trying to share with me today? Can you imagine partnering with your fear? Give it a try and let me know your results. Number two is loss of control. Now, change may imply a shift in the status quo, and you may feel a loss of control over your familiar environment or routine. The feeling of not having control can be disconcerting and contribute to resistance. Yep, this is a biggie. As a high achiever who has struggled with people-pleasing and perfectionism, I can tell you that I love control, and it's something that I've tried to make peace with after being curious as to the root cause. Letting go typically isn't easy, but from personal experience and seeing the transformation in my clients, it always brings a sense of freedom and relief. And honestly, what do we really control anyway? And who is really in control? These are questions that I ask myself to gain perspective. Number three, fear of failure. The possibility of failure or not meeting new expectations can be a significant source of concern during times of change. You may worry about your ability to adapt, perform, or succeed in new circumstances. And let's face it, who wants to fail? I'm assuming in your position as an exec or CEO, you have an audience watching you. And that, my friend, can add pressure to perform. And not only perform well, we may even tell ourselves we need to perform perfectly. I've heard motivational speakers roar on about failing fast, and it never really felt comfortable to me. My mind doesn't want to fail at all, and you might be head nodding in agreement here. So the fact of life and business is that we are not 100% always going to get 100. There will be failures and less than stellar projects and launches and ideas. This goes into the acceptance piece and that letting go part. Does it mean we don't try? Absolutely not. But having a growth mindset will serve us here. And Nelson Mandela once said, "I never lose, I either win or I learn." And I like that frame of reference. So embracing the power of reframing, instead of seeing change as a threat, view it as an opportunity for growth. Reframe your perspective to focus on what you can learn and how you can evolve through the process. This mindset shift can turn challenges into stepping stones. Number four, loss and grief. Now, loss and grief are natural elements of change. In fact, I have a client who recently lost her grandma. In fact, it was the number one person that she admired and was close with in the whole world. This has shaken her, and rightfully so. And I want to pause here and point out that when we are speaking about resiliency and navigating change with grit and grace, this is not about toxic positivity. This isn't about turning a frown upside down. We want to feel our feelings and feel them deeply for as long as it serves us. And that last part makes a difference, that for as long as it serves us. Now, how long something serves us may take the help of a support system, whether it be your bestie, a therapist, a coach, or a support group. In times of crisis and loss, it's more than okay to reach out so we don't get stuck in the muck and spiral down. This is such a good opportunity to practice self-compassion. It's okay not to have all the answers immediately. As high-achieving leaders, we often place an immense amount of pressure on ourselves to have everything figured out. Give yourself the grace to navigate uncertainty and acknowledge that growth takes time. Even though this may be out of your comfort zone, be kind to yourself in moments of challenge. Understanding these four common factors can help individuals, leaders, and organizations navigate change more effectively by addressing concerns and providing support during these transitional periods. Now, as you know, change is an integral part of our professional lives, whether it's adapting to market shifts, leading through organizational transformations, or embracing position changes, which are often uncomfortable. We continually find ourselves navigating uncharted waters, It's in these moments that our grit and grace can shine the brightest. I've pivoted too many times to count. As you probably know, as a serial entrepreneur for over 30 years, I am on my 13th business. I can recall periods in my business when I didn't know what I was jumping to, but I knew what I was currently doing didn't light me up. And I am a transformation junkie. In fact, I'm trying to say a transformation geek instead of junkie, but you get the message, right? I have to be learning and growing and expanding. Do I recommend leaping before you're ready? Well, it depends on your personality. If risk and positive resistance fuels you, then yes. If it feels constricting and like too much pressure, then no. And only you will know, as there's no one-size-fits-all approach. And that's the cool thing. You always get to choose. Remember that. Focus on opportunities on how you want to feel versus what's not working and why it's wrong. That is important because so many times we beat the same drum of, I don't want this because of X. This isn't working for me because of Y. So focus on your opportunities and how you want to feel. This hack alone has the power to change your world. Now, let's draw inspiration from the indomitable Maya Angelou. She says, I can be changed by what happens to me, but I refuse to be reduced by it. Maya's wisdom underscores the power you possess, the power to adapt without compromising the core of who you are. In the face of change, your essence remains unwavering, and that is your greatest strength. Change is not the enemy. It is actually the heartbeat of growth. Every challenge, every moment of uncertainty is a chance for us to shine even brighter. During change, my invitation to you is to let your heart glow with the brilliance of a true CEO. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the realms of grit and grace. Your dedication to growth and resilience is what makes you a HeartGlow CEO. Until next week, my friend, breathe joy. If you got value out of this episode, I invite you to rate and review the show at lovethepodcast.com/brilliance. Thank you.